Welcome to Serater's Daily Reading, an audio summary of Richard Serater's daily reading lists. This is number 738, from March 10, 2026. 11 articles today, heavy on AI tooling and developer experience. Let's get into it. First, Google released Gemini Embedding 2, their first natively multimodal embedding model. This is significant. Previous embedding models handled text or images separately using paired encoders stitched together. Gemini Embedding 2 is built on the Gemini architecture itself and maps text, images, video, audio, and PDF documents into a single unified embedding space. The practical implication is huge for retrieval systems. You can now send interleaved modalities in one request, like an image with its caption, and get a single embedding that captures the joint meaning. It also supports Matryoshka, representation learning, meaning you can truncate vectors to smaller dimensions for fast retrieval and use the full 3072 dimensions when you need precision. Supports over 100 languages, up to 8192 input tokens for text, 120 seconds of video, and native audio processing without transcription. Second, Gemini in Google Sheets hit state-of-the-art performance on the spreadsheet benchmark. The new beta features let you describe what you need, and Gemini will create, organize, and edit entire sheets handling complex data analysis. Their 70-48% success rate on Spreadsheet Bench, which tests real-world spreadsheet manipulation, surpasses competitors and approaches human expert ability. It's part of a broader set of workspace AI updates across Sheets, Drive, Docs, and Slides. Third, a VentureBeat piece on A2UI, which stands for Agent-to-User Interface. This is addressing a real bottleneck. AI agents are becoming increasingly dynamic, able to think and invent alternate paths. But the UX layer is still static, with fixed fields and predetermined screens. A2UI is a specification where agents communicate with a renderer that dynamically builds screens based on JSON content that agents produce on the fly. The screens are fully interactive and communicate back to agents using AGUI, which is the agent-to-user interface communication protocol. The article uses a loan approval example instead of hard-coding every form. The ontology defines the business concepts, and A2UI defines how components render. When business requirements change, like an acquisition requiring new logos on thousands of forms, you update the spec and the UI propagates automatically. Companies like Copilot Kit are actively building A2UI renderers. Fourth, Charity Majors on why separating observability data into pillars destroys its value. This is a sharp piece. Her core argument is mathematical. The power of a dataset grows combinatorially with a number of attributes. 4 fields give you 15 possible combinations. 50 fields give you over a quadrillion. When you split telemetry into separate pillars, metrics here, logs there, traces somewhere else, you destroy the relational seams between attributes. That's the most valuable part of the data. She cites an AI SRE startup that found their agents went searching for richer signal than the 3 pillars were giving them. The agents actually went back to the raw, pre-digested telemetry to get the connective tissue intact. Her pushback against the AI can just do joins across pillars. Crowd is that joins don't restore the combinatorial power. At agentic speed, that reconstruction becomes a bottleneck and a failure surface. If you care about AI-driven observability, this is essential reading. Fifth, Microsoft's .NET team published agent skills for coding assistants. They released a public repository called .NET Skills that hosts agent skills following the agent skills specification. These are the same workflows Microsoft uses internally while shipping the platform. The skills work with GitHub Copilot CLI, Visual Studio, VS Code, Cloud Code, and other agents that support the spec. Each skill is just a skill ILWM, MD file with supporting artifacts. What's interesting is their approach to validation. They run lightweight evaluators to score whether an added skill actually improves results compared to a baseline with no skill. It's like unit testing for agent context. The broader idea that programming language ecosystems should ship first-party agent skills feels like it'll become standard. Sixth, Genkit Dart, a new AI framework for building full-stack AI apps with Dart and Flutter. This is Google's existing Genkit framework, already available for TypeScript, Go, and Python, now coming to Dart. It's model-agnostic, supporting Google, Anthropic, OpenAI, and compatible models out of the box. The compelling part is Dart's cross-platform nature. You can write AI logic once and run it as a back-end service or directly inside a Flutter mobile app. It supports type-safe AI flows with structured output, tool calling, and observability. The remote actions. Pattern is smart, move complex AI logic to the back-end, while your Flutter app calls it as a typed remote action, sharing schemas for end-to-end type safety. Good for anyone in the Flutter ecosystem. Seventh, Tom Johnson, on cracking the code of corporate visibility. This is a career advice piece from a technical writer who blogs at I'd Rather Be Riling. His insight: he achieved significant visibility inside his company by leading bi-weekly AI lunch and learn sessions for tech writers. 50 to 90 people attend regularly. The formula mirrors what worked for his blog over 20 years. Produce content for large numbers of people on a regular basis, and eventually your expertise becomes recognized. He makes a meta point about AI itself. His blog is now so saturated with content at the intersection of AI and technical communication that when he runs Gemini deep research queries, his own site frequently appears in the sources. He's now thinking about how to deliberately shape the narratives AI generates about his profession. Eighth, a comprehensive DigitalOcean tutorial comparing A2A and MCP protocols. A2A handles agent-to-agent communication, capability discovery, task delegation, modality negotiation, and secure information sharing. Agents publish agent cards describing their capabilities, and other agents delegate tasks without knowing the implementation. MCP handles agent-to-tool integration, standardizing how AI applications connect to tools, resources, prompts, and APIs. The key insight: they're complementary, not competing. Think of A2A as the inter-agent coordination layer and MCP as the tool grounding layer. In practice, a planner agent might reach out to other agents via A2A, and those agents use MCP to access their tools. The tutorial recommends layering them thoughtfully and keeping security considerations distinct for each layer. Ninth, fixing. AI slop with a Gemini CLI skill. A developer built a Dislopify skill that cross-references AI-generated text against patterns tracked by a site called Tropes, Phi. Things like overused adverbs, the dreaded word delve, and structural. Crutches like it's not X, it's Y. The skill is just a skill double MD file and a style guide in a references directory. You install it in Gemini CLI, then ask it to clean up any text. What's nice about this is how lightweight it is. No complex tooling, no API calls, just a markdown file that teaches an agent to recognize and fix AI writing patterns. The author used this skill to help write the blog post announcing it, which is a fun bit of recursion. 10th, AI coding assistants may be influencing which programming languages developers choose. GitHub's Octoverse data shows TypeScript became the most used language on GitHub in August 2025, surpassing Python and JavaScript, with a 66% year-over-year increase. Part of this is Framework Trends, but the article highlights a convenience loop. When AI tools perform well with a language, developers find it easier to work in that language, which generates more training data, which makes AI tools perform even better with it. A study found 94% of compilation errors in AI-generated code were type check failures. Languages with strong type systems catch these before production, making them a better fit for AI-assisted development. Similar growth is showing in other type languages, Luau up 104%, TIPST up 108%. And finally, the Harvard Business Review on AI's last mile. Problem. This one was paywalled, but the summary is telling. Executives are enamored with AI transformation and have invested heavily. Most large companies have initiated hundreds of pilots and given employees access to tools like Copilot and ChatGPT. But even enthusiastic adopters are hitting barriers in the last mile, the gap between having the tools and actually transforming workflows. The article covers where organizations struggle to close that gap and offers tips for getting through it. That's 11 for today. The thread running through this list is the infrastructure layer maturing fast, embeddings going multimodal, agent protocols getting standardized, programming languages competing for AI friendliness, UI layers becoming dynamic. The tools are increasingly capable. The hard part, as the HBR piece suggests, is the last mile, actually integrating all of this into how people work. Thanks for listening.